Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
33142.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Mariana Cabbage.
And could you repeat your first name for me?
Marizella.
Thank you. And that was 33143?
42.
42, okay. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
2932 Northwest 59th Street, Apartment 1, Miami, Florida, 33142.
Thank you. And let me see here. So it looks like you were charged for the Feast Treat. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real food to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle. But I do see here that this was already canceled.
Yeah, that's the question. I canceled it already, but I just wanted to know if you guys are going to refund the money.
Okay. So in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the $59.97 charge, and that it would be for that Feast Treat app, and that you had entered in a raffle for the chance to win the mixer. So you would have to agree and read the terms and conditions in order for the order to be placed. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms, but what I can do is a $55 refund. That's minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee. And so I can go ahead and do that for you now. And it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with?
No. So you said you're going to do the refund for $55 and it take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Right.
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.